The message you're about to listen to is a recording from God's Favorite House. It is our prayer that you listen, your life will be transformed, and you will be taken to greater heights in your walk with Jesus. Amen. God bless you as you listen to this message.
Hallelujah. Good morning, everybody. And we thank God for open doors. Hallelujah. We thank God for open doors. And today we are looking at shut your door. Shut your door. Now you're going to help me. You're going to say to two people. You're going to, preferably someone on your right and someone on your left. You're going to say, shut your door. Shut your door, my brother. Shut your door. Shut your door. Matthew chapter 6, verse 6. Matthew chapter 6, verse 6 says that, but when you pray, go into your room, close the door, and pray to your Father who is unseen. Then your Father who sees what is done in secret will reward you openly. Will openly reward you. When you pray, go into your room and shut your door. Holy words, long preserved for our walk in this world, they resound with God's own heart. Who let the ancient words impart words of life, words of hope, give us strength. Let us go in this world. Shut your door. In our world that values visibility, our world values applause, we value the spotlight, we value the stage life, you know, where everyone now broadcasts themselves, everyone broadcasts themselves to the world, you know. You get a new phone, you get a new wristwatch, you get a new car, you broadcast it to the world. You have a new dress, it's for the gram, you know. You say, oh, this dress is for the gram. You broadcast it. You want the applause. And once you broadcast it, you check the likes. You know, some people are having a lot of palpitations, as it were, because they've posted something and they've had zero likes, or maybe just two likes, you know, and they're like feeling depressed for lack of likes. So we live in a world where media is now personal. You are your personal media specialist. You are your public relations officer, and we want to be out there. the culture, rather, pushes us to be out there. When last did you make a post? Oh, you haven't made a reel. Oh, that person. Oh, have you seen their house? Have you seen their car? Have you seen, oh, a new husband? You got a new husband? It goes on. You get a new wife? You know, everything pressures us to live under the limelight. And we need to realize that lasting impact comes from behind closed doors. This is the year of open doors. And doors will open to you in the name of Jesus of their own accord. However, you need to learn to shut your door. Shut your door. Shut your door. There is a lot that God wants to do in your life that will not happen in the limelight. There's a lot that God wants to do in your life that will not happen under the spotlight. You need to learn to shut your door. So, a couple of things this morning. The first thing is this. You must retreat into the secret place. You must what? Retreat into the secret place. You have to learn to retreat into the secret place and shut your door. Intimacy happens away from public view. Intimacy happens away from public view. Imagine newlywed couple. They attended their wedding. The whole ceremony, public view. Reception, public view. Registry, public view. Traditional marriage, public view. But once they are married, intimacy happens behind closed doors. I mean, imagine seeing a couple that insist on, you know, I know crazy things happen in the world today. But intimacy happens away from public view. And that is what the Lord is saying to us in Matthew 6:6. This is the Lord Jesus himself speaking. He says that when you pray, go into your room and shut the door. And shut the door behind you. So, intimacy with God happens away from public view. You want to know God. You want your walk with God to be significant. You must withdraw from public view. You must learn to withdraw from public view. And this has nothing to do with your personality. You see, you can't say, oh, but Pastor, I'm extroverted. I'm an extrovert. Or, oh, Pastor, this favors the introvert more than the extrovert. Listen, regardless of your personality, you must learn to withdraw. You must learn to retreat into your secret place and shut the door. Shut the door. Shut the door for you. Maybe put down that phone. Put down that phone. Get a real Bible. Get a real Bible. Every time you want to do your Bible study on your phone, that is when the notification comes up. To just watch one reading. Maybe just watch one. Chin-chin-y. And before you know it, 30 minutes is gone. 1 hour is gone. Shut the door. For some, maybe, just get into a physical place. Shut the door, maybe. Stay away from certain conversations. Shut the door and retreat. God has given you business ideas. Intimacy with that idea is required for there to be fruitfulness. You need to shut the door. And for some people, it is the door of your mouth. You need to shut the door of your mouth. Intimacy with the seed of greatness happens away from the public eye. That seed, that idea, that project that God has put on your heart. Don't go about blabbing. Don't go blabbing around about it. Intimacy with God. Intimacy with your loved ones. Intimacy with the business ideas that God has put in your heart. Intimacy with that idea that is on your heart requires you to retreat into that secret place. Shut the door. Because great breakthroughs begin when you shut the door and let God in. You need to shut the door to let God in. I mean, that may sound contradictory, because you need to shut the door to let God in. God is spirit. He wants to meet with you. God wants to speak with you. Shut the door. Why? Because it is in silence and solitude the seeds of destiny are planted. The seeds of destiny are planted in silence and solitude. There are things that need to brood in your heart. You need to shut that door. Shut the door. Your power isn't proven in the spotlight. Your power is cultivated in the twilight, when the light is dim, not in the spotlight, with the beams of the rays of the light. That is what the world paints, the picture that the world paints, is that you show your strength in the spotlight, but guess what? Inadvertently, when you are strong, the spotlight will locate you, but you build your strength in the secret place. So the first thing you need to do is to retreat into the secret place. Everybody say retreat. Retreat. Shut that door. Retreat. Step back. Retreat into the secret place, into your secret place. The second thing you need to do is restrain the urge to perform. You need to restrain the urge to perform. Daniel 6:10, classic story. Daniel, he didn't argue with them. They came. They were going to, you know, throw him in the lion's den. He didn't argue. He didn't go to the king and try to say, oh, these people are trying to set me up. Oh, he just continued in his path. Daniel just continued in his path. He restrained himself from that urge to perform. You know, Jesus was tempted. If you are the Son of God, command these stones to become bread. If you are the Son of God, command these stones to become bread. Jesus resisted the urge to perform. You see, many times we put ourselves out there trying to prove a point. But God is saying to you today, resist that urge. Resist the urge. A friend of mine says it this way. resist the urge to shalaye. You know, shalaye means to explain. Many times we have this urge to explain. We have this urge to prove a point. We have this urge to vindicate ourselves. Resist the urge to shalaye. Say to your neighbor, resist the urge to shalaye. Resist the urge to shalaye. On one hand, to vindicate yourself on one hand. On the other hand, resist the urge to prove your worth. Resist the urge to, listen, trust me. Trust me. You need to shut the door and build power and capacity. Stop performing for applause. Start producing for purpose. There's a purpose to your life, and God wants you to achieve that purpose. God wants you to achieve that purpose. There's a purpose to your life. When you resist the urge to seek public validation, God's work in you becomes unstoppable. When you resist that urge, when you resist the urge to seek public validation, God's work in you becomes unstoppable. When you are not driven by likes, comments, shares, follows, when you resist that urge to seek public validation, God's work in you becomes unstoppable. Listen, there are people that have said to me, oh, because of your reach. And these are, you know, credible people that have track record, solid track record of, you know, raising money and stuff. They're like, this is your reach. You are leaving too much on the table. Those were the words. We can package you and, you know, in a way that, you know, you go viral, you can raise a lot of money for, and whenever there is money and is driven by money, like, is money needed and important? Absolutely. But you see, when you are driven by public validation and the raising of money, you are asking for trouble. You're asking for trouble. So you need to resist that urge to seek public validation and allow God to do his work in you. You see, the way God does his thing is that when God breathes upon your life, you become unstoppable. You actually become unstoppable. You become so wealthy, you become unstoppable. Hallelujah. So everyone has a stage that is beckoning. And you need to realize that true influence is born when you trade the stage for the secret place. When you trade the stage for the secret place. You see, I mean, take a God doing service, for instance. The service lasts 9 to 12, 1, 4 hours. The amount of prayer, if we were to count the number of hours, is almost over times, maybe roughly, but 30 times, if I'm not mistaken. But who is counting? The point is, the secret place must birth the stage. You birth the limelight in the twilight. It is so powerful. You see, concerning John the Baptist, the Bible says that, and the child remained in the wilderness, and he grew in spirit until his appearance to all Israel, until his showing forth to Israel. I'm praying that you will remain in your secret place and grow in the spirit until your time of showing. Because your time of showing is inevitable. Am I saying stop everything you are doing right now? For some people, yes, actually. But for some other people, you need to realize that this is not the primary thing. The main thing is the power from the secret place. So retreat into the secret place. Number two, restrain the urge to perform. Restrain the urge to shalai. Restrain the urge to perform. Which leads us to the third thing, which is reframe your priorities. Purpose over popularity. You see, for some of you, you're out there already and you're doing things. I mean, you're on your business already. You're doing your thing already. You have your, you know, brand already going. You need to reframe your priorities. Purpose over popularity. Purpose over popularity. Purpose over popularity. You see, when you realize that purpose is more important than popularity, you set yourself free. You set yourself free. You are free to serve. You are free to live. You are free to become all that God has created you to be. Mark 8, 36. Mark chapter 8, verse 36. Jesus warns. He says, "For what does it profit a man to gain the whole world and forfeit his soul?" So if it were possible to gain the whole world, talk about the wealth of the world, the popularity of the world, the approval of the world, how does that compare with purpose? Eternal purpose outweighs temporary popularity. Eternal purpose outweighs temporary popularity. Why? Because popularity is a moment. Purpose is a legacy. Popularity is a moment. Think about it. Those that were popular yesterday, where are they today? Those that were trending, even if you look at any industry, those that were trending 50 years ago, where are they today? 30 years ago, where are they today? 20 years ago, where are they today? Some even 10 years ago, where are they today? Some even 5 years ago, where are they today? The truth is, popularity is instantaneous. But if you put your priorities right and you connect with purpose, purpose is a legacy. Purpose endures. Even after you are gone, purpose remains. Popularity is about being known. Purpose, on the other hand, is about being sown. Purpose is about being sown. Popularity is about being known. Purpose is about being sown. It's like a seed sown. Greatness of the seed happens in darkness. Popularity, on the other hand, wants to be known, but purpose wants to be sown. That's the difference. Once purpose is sown, once you sow that seed, once it tastes the soil, tastes the water, tastes the nutrients, inadvertently, that seed is going to germinate and is going to grow. And that seed will be known. It's about purpose. So being known is a byproduct of being sown. When you sow that seed, shut your door, bury that seed, shut that door, and you will watch doors open for you in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Shut the door, and you will watch doors open of their own accord in the name of Jesus. And come to think of it, there are so many people claiming popularity. There are so many people claiming 4 million followers, 25 million followers. See, the truth is that the world doesn't need more popular people. The world needs more purposeful people. The world needs more purposeful people. Your world doesn't need more popular people. Your world needs more purposeful people. Needs more purposeful people. Popularity will fade. It will fade. But purpose lives forever. So you need to reframe your priorities. You need to reframe your priorities. Purpose over popularity. Purpose over popularity. There are so many people that have lost their purpose because of popularity. God wants you to reframe your priorities. So shut the door. Again, say to your neighbor, shut the door. Number one, you retreat into the sacred place. Number two, you restrain the urge to perform. You restrain the urge to shalaye. Number three, you reframe your priorities. Number four, you root deep in divine discipline. I'll explain this. Let your root go deep into divine discipline. Let me ask you a question. Can God tell you to delete an account? Can God say to you, delete this app? You see, when your roots are deep in divine discipline, God says, delete this app. Boom. You set yourself free. Let me give you an example. At our Dallas church, we're preaching and we're sharing, and then a young lady, in a contribution, she did say, there was a time a very popular social media app was banned in the U.S., that the app was blocked completely in the U.S. This lady said that it was like her mind was being restored. She did not know how hooked she was to that app. So many times, like a junkie, she would take the phone, try to open the app, and it will not open. She was getting restored. When we say root deep in divine discipline, it's not very complex. Discipline is training. Can the Holy Spirit train you? Can He say, start fasting and you start fasting. I'm not saying he's saying that start fasting, you know, because we just finished our fast. And who says he can't say it? But I'm just saying. In Hebrews 12:11, the Word of God says that though discipline is painful in the moment, it produces a harvest of righteousness and peace for those who endure it. Though discipline is painful at the moment, it produces a harvest of righteousness and peace for those who endure it. Discipline can be tough. Yes, it can. But when work is done in darkness, it grows roots that no light can overcome. When work is done in darkness, your roots will be so deep, no light, no storm, no tribulation can overcome. And that will be your portion in the mighty name of Jesus. God wants you behind closed doors. God wants you to shut your door and embrace His discipline behind closed doors. Discipline behind closed doors is the secret to open doors. The open doors that you will experience this year, eyes have not seen it. Ears have not heard. It has not entered into the heart of men. Doors will open for you. Those favorable doors will open for you of their own accord in the name of Jesus. Discipline behind closed doors is the key to open doors. It is. And for some people, root deep in divine discipline could be keep quiet. Just keep quiet. No, nothing is wrong with the audio. Just keep quiet. You know, some people, keeping quiet can be a problem. Like Jeremiah, it's like the world is, the gist is burning inside you. When God says keep quiet, keep quiet. Keep quiet. Keep quiet. Can God put a project in your heart and you can keep quiet about it? Can God put an idea in your heart and you can keep quiet about it? The question to you is, what are you working on right now that your neighbor does not know? From a lot of people, once they start working on something new, my dear, oh, come and see. Oh, you know, see what we are doing. Oh, shut your doors. The door of your mouth, this one, this door. Fem, shut it. Shut it. A lot of miracles. And we thank God for the God who regained service on Sunday. Hallelujah. A lot of miracles God is doing and has done. You will not lose yours with your mouth in the name of Jesus. Shut that mouth. Shut that door. You are working on it. Keep quiet. And many times, when you keep quiet, you are brewing the power, as it were. The power to birth it. And many times, when people talk, you find out that there's no power to bring to birth what God has put in your heart. You will have power to birth everything that God has put in your heart. In the name of Jesus, you will have power to birth everything that God has put in your heart. In the name of Jesus. So shut your door. Number one, retreat into the secret place. Number two, restrain the urge to perform. Restrain the urge to shalaye. Number three, reframe your priorities. Purpose over popularity. Number four, let your root go deep in divine discipline. And when those four things are in place, like we have been saying, you reap the harvest of true influence. You reap the harvest of true influence. Hallelujah. You reap the harvest of true influence. Galatians 6:9 says, let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time, we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. You will not give up in the name of Jesus. You will not give up in the name of Jesus. So trust God's timing for the fruit of your labor, because the fruit of your labor will come in the name of Jesus. The fruit of your labor will come in the name of Jesus. The fruit of your labor will come in the name of Jesus. When you sow in secret, you yield inevitable harvest. And since this year, your harvest will be inevitable. In the name of Jesus, God will give you the strength, the capacity to shut your doors. God will give you the strength to shut your doors. The quiet walk behind closed doors bears fruit of open doors. The quiet walk behind closed doors bears the fruit of open doors. Your quiet walk behind closed doors will bear fruit of open doors in the name of Jesus. Every effort you put in, God will amplify the harvest in the mighty name of Jesus. So when we shut our doors, we step into the secret place where God's refining power is upon us. He refines us when God redirects us, when God readies us for the open doors. Heaven is saying to you today, shut your doors. Shut your doors. Shut your doors. So while the world chases popularity, God is busy planting seeds of greatness, seeds of purpose that will last forever. And that will be your story in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Close your door. Shut your doors. Shut your doors. And for many of us, we are saying, Pastor, I'm ready to close my doors so that I can let God in. I want to let Jesus into my life. I want to let God in. You may be online or you may be in church physically. We want to pray with you. You're like, Pastor, I want to let God in. That is me. Wherever you are, put up your hand now over your head. Put it up. Put the hand up. As we turn it over to the RP.
Hallelujah. With all heads bowed, please, and all eyes closed for privacy, all heads bowed and all eyes closed. You heard a call. You want to let God in this morning. You want to shut that door. Shut that door to the person seated next to you and just let God in. Would you put up your hand high over your head so we can see you and then give you a card? See that hand. God bless you, my brother. See that hand. God bless you. God bless you. Just lift up that hand. As you receive that card, just begin to speak to the Lord. God bless you, my brother. God bless you. God bless you, sir. God bless you. Is there anybody else saying, I just want to shut my door to the world and just open my door, the door of my heart to Jesus this morning? Hallelujah. Just for the rest of us, let's just talk to God. Talk to God. Just talk to God at this time. We're giving a moment for anyone else that is saying this morning that I just want to shut my door to the world and open up my heart to Jesus. Father, we thank you. Is that a hand over there? If it's a hand, please lift it up high over your head. Be bold about it. Be bold about it. And if your online instructions are scrolling on the screen, just send an email to that email address provided. Father, we thank you. So for those of us that received the card, just repeat after me. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for the privilege of being able to open my heart to you today. I ask you, Lord Jesus, to come in and make your meal with me. Transform my life. Let my life bear evidence and fruits of my relationship with you. Honor and glory I give unto you. In Jesus' name I pray. So, Father, we commit your children unto your hands. For everyone that has prayed that prayer, Lord, we declare that this shall be a transforming moment for them. That, Father, from this moment forth, the evidence of their walk with you, the evidence of their decision, this decision they've made, shall be for the world to see and for the glory of your name. Thank you, faithful Father. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. Amen. For the rest of us, I just want us to pray one prayer together. I'm going to read Psalm 91, verse 1, and I'll read John 15, verse 4 and 5. Psalm 91, verse 1 from the NKJV says that he who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. So he who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. John 15, 4 to 5. Says in the NKJV as well that abide in me. God is saying to us this morning, abide in me and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine. Neither can you unless you abide in me. And verse 5 says, I am the vine and you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him bears much fruit. So here today's message. So we're going to pray in the name of Jesus that the Lord will give you the capacity to dwell in his presence, the capacity to abide, because he says to us here in John 15 that that is the secret to bearing much fruit. And just say to the Lord, Father, come on, let's say, Father, fill me with the capacity to dwell in your secret place, the capacity to abide that I may bear much fruit. Come on, lift up your voice and just cry out to the Lord for the capacity to abide. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray for staying power, Lord. In the name of Jesus, I pray, my Lord, my God, for the capacity to wait, oh God. To dwell in the secret place, my Father. To shut my doors, the capacity to shut my doors, my Lord. Ere kasata inda hauba hazatae. Maladia zotalatali anda ibraga dos mande hashata. That I may bear much fruit, that we may bear much fruit, my Father. Masule etala karada brande mazolia shale liasata. In the name of Jesus, the Lord, you strip us, even as your word says, you prune those of us that abide, my Lord, my God, that we may bear much fruit. Oh, in the name of Jesus, prune us, my Lord, my God, of every distraction. Prune us, my Lord, my God, of everything, my Lord, in the past that causes us to open up our mouths, open up our doors, my Father, prematurely. That we will not get out prematurely, Father. Maratolia Zatahanda, that we will not open our doors prematurely. Ele Asaye Tahasakaile Braduma and the Azanta Ila Azata. Come on, pray to the Lord that I will not open up my doors prematurely. Maratalia Zania Kasutai Tolianda, as you put your purpose in my heart, my Lord, I receive the power to birth. Eredelia Sakamu Manda Liazae Tetalaada, the power to birth. Maratuye Tashakelia Zaileliada. My purpose will no longer be aborted. The seeds I carry will no longer be aborted. Oh, Father, we give you praise. I'll go ahead and begin to say thank you to the Lord for answered prayers. Just say, Father, I thank you. I thank you, Lord, for the power to birth my purpose. I thank you for the power to abide. I thank you for staying power. Thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Father. We give you praise. Father, we thank you. Oh, thank you, faithful Father. Honor and glory we give unto you, Lord. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. Come on, give the Lord a big hand for his mercy, for the doors of mercy, for kindness. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' precious name, we are praying.